Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Pull up a Bloody Mary, a mimosa, or some prune juice.
Does he have some magic in him? Nix drops back.
And get a serving of Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and other hot menu items.
Underneath, touchdown, Ducks! Wow!
This is Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
Oh! Off the upright!
The Odyssey app and 1080.
All these things are true. I wouldn't lie. I don't lie to you guys, baby.
The Fan.
Hour number two, Sports Sunday. Rashad Taylor, Joe Fisher, Jordan Schultz behind the glass. I'm pissed. You guys, you guys hurt me. You broke my heart. Here I am getting all excited, talking about with my friend yesterday even. Oh, we're previewing the AFC North and the NFC North tomorrow.
Well, you shouldn't have lied to your friend.
Should it be pretty interesting? I'm intrigued to see what happens with some of these teams. Only come to find out, you turds did it when I was gone.
Hey, we needed, you know, when you're a man down, you need to find content for.
Was there an email? Was there a memo? I did not see a memo on my desk about
Slack
this.
Message. None of that S.
What did you the get
that,
hell?
Did you get that memo? You didn't get it.
No, I did not get the memo. And I like how I say during the show multiple times, hey, we're going to preview this, talk about this, and you guys still just let me...
You didn't say North. You didn't say the North.
I'm pretty sure I said North.
You didn't say it.
Text line, Vancouver 4, text line, back me up. Did I say North?
Sorry, not sorry for leaving you out just Boom. Hanging like a worm on a hook for a fish.
Well, great. Now what do we do? Well, we still do the AFC and NFC North because I am curious to see what you guys feel is going to happen with some of these teams. So do you want to go NFC, AFC North? What do you prefer?
We can go AFC North.
AFC North. Do we have any sort of music, Jordan?
I'm getting it up here. Give me just a second.
Some sort of horns, some sort of the autumn wind is a pirate, something like that.
We'll get there.
Or should I throw out my my Vegas locks voice? Automatic locks. Call 1-800-69-420.
That's not a great voice.
It's a good moneymaker. Guaranteed winners. Listen to the voicemail. I'm giving you 3 picks, baby. AFC North. Okay. Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Cincinnati. All right, I got to get the win totals pulled up here, the over-unders. Where do we want to start here? I say we start with the bottom feeders of the division. And to me, the bottom feeder is the Cleveland Browns. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like that is a fair statement.
That was correct. That's what we both kind of had, is Cleveland being the worst team in that division.
Oh, there it is. Oh, boy. I'm getting hot over here. You turn that music on and whew. But, I mean, the funny thing is talking about the Steelers, like, you almost can't say they're the bottom of the division because no matter what the state of their team is, they seem to win 8-9 games every year, regardless, as long as Mike Tomlin is on that sideline. So, I would say that the crappiest team of this division is indeed the Cleveland Browns, led by, unfortunately, Deshaun Watson at quarterback. You do have one of the best running backs in the league, Nick Chubb. You do have Kevin Stefanski still as your head coach. Amari Cooper coming back for a second season. Elijah Moore, the former New York Jet, also going to be a part of this receiving staff. And then you got a pretty solid defense as well, as we've seen over the last couple of years. The Cleveland Browns, Rashad and Jordan, how you guys feeling about them?
I think the Cleveland Browns are probably going to be the worst team in the division. I think there are a lot of people that feel like they could potentially be the best or second best team in the division. I personally am not one of those people. I think I had Cleveland, I don't know if we wrote it down at all, Jordan, but I think I had Cleveland like somewhere between 6 and 11 or
yeah,
something
I'm not,
like that.
I'm not sure I wrote it down, but that sounds about right because we were going off of their record last year, which was 7 and 10. So yeah, 6 wins from Rashad. I don't think I had much faith in him either. I probably pinned him at like 4 or 5, so even less than that because, yeah, Deshaun Watson statistically, even after he came back, not one of the better quarterbacks at making decisions in the league, the AFC North in particular. A very hard division if the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be the third team, which is kind of how it's shaken out to be in 2023. So not necessarily caring who their coach is, who their weapons are, but no, Cleveland. I don't really have a fart sound to play ready, but fart sound for Cleveland.
Let's see here. Let's give them a little toot if we can.
Thank you.
Yeah, that did sound very Cleveland Brown-like.
So, yeah, let's just, bottom of the division, 5 wins for the AFC North.
5 wins for the Browns. And, Rashad, you said, what, 6-11?
Yeah, I'm going to go 6.
Wow. Not a lot of love.
Wow.
Just to let you know, DraftKings has them at 9.5.
No.
Yeah, I've seen some predictions to say up to as many as 11 wins.
Under 9.5.
I just don't see what everybody else is seeing. Maybe I'm tripping, but yeah.
Well, this is Stefanski's third year, right? It has to be because they've had like longevity in a coach for the first time in ever. So, at least a couple of decades.
Yeah, going pouring through the schedule right now. Yeah, I'm
not easy.
I'm seeing a lot of winnable games for them, but oh gosh, and it just keeps going. Yeah, there's definitely. I'm gonna go with the under of the 9.5, and I'm just gonna go 8-9 because I feel like this division is just tough. From top to bottom, you're going to have Lamar Jackson and the Ravens as long as they all stay healthy, do what they do. The Bengals are the top of the division. And again, as long as Mike Tomlin is on that sideline, I don't think it matters for the Steelers. That is their hope right there. As long as that dude is still coaching for the team, it almost feels like a guaranteed 8-9 wins a season at least. So that's where we go next. Pittsburgh. Kenny Pickett, year 2.
Danny Warfel 2.0, as I like to call him. Damn glove wear.
Oh, man. What do we got here for Pittsburgh's win total? They are getting over under 8.5 for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Rashad, how you feeling about Mike Tomlin and the crew?
I feel like 8.5 is right around where it probably should be. Tomlin's never, ever had a losing season as the head man in Pittsburgh. And so I don't think this is going to be any different. Kenny Pickett didn't play well.
That's wild still.
It's crazy, right?
No losing record still.
No losing record. That's the model of consistency. Kenny Pickett wasn't great to start the season. I think towards the second half of the season, he got a little bit better, a little more comfortable. Granted, he does wear a glove, but hell, it's cold in Pittsburgh, so I'm not really mad at him. So I think 8.5 wins is right around where Pittsburgh should be for the year.
Jordan.
Hold on. 8.5? They're under the projection for Cleveland? Is that true?
8.5.
I think Cleveland has a better quarterback right now, and they probably have a better pass rush, and so people look at that and like, okay, they have a good chance because of it. That's the only reason for me.
I think history tells us that the Browns are the bottom of the division. And again, just when Rashad brought it up, no losing record ever for Mike Tomlin. I feel like the last 3 years we've been sitting here saying, is this the year that that finally happens?
Well, and I got a defense led by Micah Fitzpatrick and TJ Watt. I think Porter Jr., great linebacker for them. I mean, they are stacked. And I understand that Cleveland's defense is all right as well. But even with Danny Werfel 2.0, they still got Najee Harris at the running back. I like the weapons that Pittsburgh's coming back with. They're going to have like two more wins than Cleveland. So I'll put them at like... I'll put them at 10-7, but that's still in this division. It's not going to get them there. They'll get in a wild card playoff spot, sure.
10-7, and you had them at what, Rashad?
I'm going to say 8-9.
8-9. Yeah, I'm going to go 9-8, just because I'm keeping the streak alive for the Steelers. I'm not sure if that's going to be good enough to make the playoffs, but giving them the 9 wins. All right. Take a break. We'll finish up this division, and then we'll start up the NFC North. And also, just to reference the Vancouver Ford text line, thank you. Joe did say North. I got your back, Fish. Thank you.
He didn't say
thank
that.
You. Thank you, Vancouver Ford text line. He got my back. That. I appreciate you. Man, I appreciate
never
you.
Never heard Joe say that. It's all good, though.
Finish up the AFC North, and then start up the NFC North next on Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
AFC North. We get to our next two teams, which are the cream of the crop of the division, I would say. My team of the AFC, the Baltimore Ravens. I rep Baltimore hard.
I can tell.
Beautiful city. Can't wait to go back.
Okay, well,
just stayed near the bay.
Yeah, I mean,
don't go too far out.
A couple really pretty blocks in Baltimore.
A couple blocks.
Yeah, just a few. Not many.
As close to the water as possible.
You've seen The Wire, then you've seen all you need to see of Baltimore.
It's a beautiful city, okay?
It is not.
Hollywood is not doing it justice. Well, it kind of is.
Step outside of Camden Yards.
Yeah, right?
Okay, so what team? Baltimore Ravens. Here we go. Scrolling. Over, under, win total for your Baltimore Ravens is 10.5.
Seems low,
he says. I was going to say, that's as long as you got a healthy Lamar Jackson, I think you should always be aspiring for at least a 10-win season. At least 10 wins. Lamar Jackson, he is a Raven. There was a lot of noise in the offseason about where he'd go, and he's staying put in Baltimore with John Harbaugh. How did the Ravens finish up the year, Rashad?
How does
the season go altogether?
I think 10 wins is right on par for what the Ravens should be. And you said it's like, is Lamar Jackson going to be healthy all season? You know, now that he's decided to stay put.
I hate that conversation because I want him to be so bad.
But it's a real conversation. Yeah. You know, but it's a real conversation because he does run so much. He, you know, opens himself up to being injured a little more. But more than that, you know, Rashad Bateman, Odell Beckham Jr., like, how healthy are they going to be able to be? Are they going to be able to play a full season? I think you get a full season out of both of those guys, or all three of those guys, then yes, you've got a chance of winning 12 and 13 games. However, if you're going to have a couple games, 2-3 games, where Odell Beckham Jr. is going to be out, or Rashad Bateman is nursing some injuries, or whatever the case is.
Yeah, the receiving core is nothing to be impressed
with. It's really not. So, I mean, if you have a couple of those games where those guys are out, then yeah, I can see them definitely dropping to around 9 or 10. But I'm going to say 10 wins.
Yeah, I think at least 11, probably 12, because if you look at the Ravens' schedule, it just seems to be one of the easier ones outside of the conference. I mean, gosh, they open up against the Texans. That's going to be a win. I think they close up later on in the year versus Pittsburgh, but before that, Miami in December, down in Miami, so I think they have a good shot to win that game. So I definitely, with the extension for Lamar, excited to see him hopefully play through some injuries this season. If he gets into a situation where they're going to the playoffs where he's fighting a nagging injury, I get it. He couldn't play like week 16 and 17, but I was shocked last year in the playoffs in 2022 that he did not at least give it a freaking go. So now he got his bag. Offense hinges on him being healthy, as you guys are stating. So unfortunately, that is a conversation that has to be had. Outside of him, the weapons are there. Whether or not Dobbins plays, he got him and Gus Edwards, 1A, 1B running back. I don't care if Odell Beckham ends up having a head case issue or, you know, gets injured, because he got Duvernay and Aguilar behind him at the wide receiver position. Tons of weapons along with Mark Andrews. Longevity is something I like in the NFL. It's what teams like the Browns, we were just talking college football, so my bad, teams like the Cleveland Browns, teams like Miami strive for and are trying to get to. So they got Harbaugh, that's been there a while. I think 12 wins this year.
12 wins.
Let's go 12.
Okay. I am going to go with 10 wins just because obviously this offense hinges a lot on Lamar Jackson. And we've seen them without big wide receiver groups for years, right? There has never really been a star wide receiver. It's almost like their philosophy is that we don't need a star wide receiver. Let's just have
next
talent.
Guy up, yeah.
But you brought up, like, J.K. Dobbins. Can he give you a full year? Gus Edwards. I mean, Justice Hill is what you're depending on. You're depending on a lot of guys to step up and maybe outplay their normal production. Thank God Mark Andrews is still there at tight end. But I think where you win a lot of games is this defense. It's going to be nasty. The linebacking core is great with Roquan Smith, Patrick Queen. Odafe Owe, who we were introduced to last year for the Ravens, is an absolute beast. And then that secondary is going to be nasty. Rockyson, Kyle Hamilton, the rookie out of Notre Dame. It will be interesting to see what he can do. Marcus Williams, Marlon Humphrey. I mean, this defense is solid. And you still got Justin Tucker making kicks. And
best
as long
kicker
as
in the league.
Ever.
Best kicker ever.
Yeah.
Mark my words, four games are going to come down to his leg, and those are all going to be wins for Baltimore this year, at least four.
So give me 10 wins just because the offense and the weapons outside of Mark Andrews, they worry me. But as long as you got Lamar Jackson, you can book him for at least 10 wins. Cincinnati Bengals, best team in the division. They've gone to the Super Bowl within the last 2 years. They are right there in the conference championship last 2 years for the AFC. Joe Burrow, Joe Cool, and the Cincinnati Bengals. What do you got them doing, Rashad? Over, under win total. My guess before I even get to is probably going to be 11.5. And they are at 10.5.
Yeah, just it's like gotta have gone down.
Just like the Baltimore injury. Ravens.
I know they're going to have a tough schedule this year, so I'm probably going to say 11-6 on the year. You know, for this Bengals team, clearly the most talented team in the division. Clearly the second most, maybe the second or third most talented team in the entire AFC. You can maybe say you definitely say the Chiefs, the Bills, and then the Bengals, and you can really put those 2 and 3 in any order that you really want to. Joe Burrow just continues to get better and better and better as a quarterback. The line, he had a huge issue his rookie year with the line not being able to block for him. They were able to kind of figure that out at least a little bit, and he was able to get to the Super Bowl a year later, get back to the championship game. Patrick Mahomes did Patrick Mahomes type stuff, and that's why, you know, they weren't able to play in the Super Bowl. But I think losing a Super Bowl and then losing an opportunity to play in another Super Bowl is going to be something that kind of haunts Joe Burrow and Zach Taylor for a little bit. And so I'm going to go ahead and say they're going to end up with 11-6 this year.
11-6, eh? Jordan, what do you got?
Before the Burrow injury, I think I was really high on the Bengals. I would have said like 15 wins or 14 wins, something like that. But now that seeing the comments from Ja'Marr Chase saying, hey, as long as we get Joe Burrow back right around week 5, we're good. It kind of leads me to believe that there is some knowledge in that locker room that he's going to be out for the first month of the year and that, hey, we'll get to see former Washington quarterback Jake Browning, right, under center for the Bengals. So, yeah, right. I'm going like
I pray so. I really hope we do, and I would love to see how that goes.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's just going to be him filling the gap until, of course, Burrow gets back in. I'm assuming week 4 or 5 at the latest. 11 wins. They're going to struggle without Burrow in the first month.
All right. Let's see this. Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah, I mean, it really, I felt like Joe was going to be ready by week 1 or week 2, but it's just as we get closer, the optimism doesn't seem to be raising in Cincinnati. So, but they are the Bengals. They have been the top of that division for the last 2 years. And as long as Joe Burrow gets back and plays for them, I see them winning the division. Give me 11 wins for the Cincinnati Bengals.
All three of us, eh?
11 wins, yes. A clean sweep. But that clearly, well, besides the Ravens, will be our division winners. Jordan has the Ravens at 12 wins. And we'll be the division winners this year. So, AFC North, let's kick it over to the NFC North, where we got the Vikings, Packers, the sexy pick Detroit Lions, the man Campbells, and the Bears, Chicago Bears.
Which Bears.
Justin Fields threw a terrible interception yesterday, I noticed.
Oh, but he threw a touchdown to the running back, although it was like 30 yards after the catch on the running back's part.
Hey, baby. Okay, yeah.
Fields is the next great Chicago quarterback!
Could when was the last one?
I don't think they've had one. Rex Grossman. He got them to a Super Bowl.
Chicago Bears. He did. Over under 7.5.
Sexy Rexy.
Honestly, I'd say Cutler's the last good quarterback they had. 7.5 wins for the Chicago Bears.
Man, that seems like a lot of wins for the Bears.
God, Justin Fields is getting, it seems like, a lot of hype this year.
He has been, but he got a lot of hype last year.
Yep.
And he did show some improvement, but also, I don't know, whenever you have a weapon like Justin Fields that can lead the league in rushing quite possibly, You've got somewhat of a chance, especially if you're in like short field conditions and everything. So I'm going to go ahead and say, yeah, 7-10 sounds about right.
7-10.
It's a tough division. So that's a pretty good mark for them. Maybe 6-8 wins, and Rashad's saying 7. I'm going to put it at 6 wins just because I just don't have faith in Chicago. Who's their coach there now? Does it matter?
Head coach Matt Eberflus.
That's the guy's name I always forget. Eberflus. 6 wins.
6 wins for the Bears, for Jordan Schultz. Chicago Bears, they're going to be interesting for sure. I want to say that their offense picked it up towards the end last year. And they should have some better weapons on the outside. They got DJ Moore in that trade with the Panthers, so there's an option. They also picked up Chase Claypool, with the Steelers last year.
Third best wide receiver in the league, according to himself.
Yeah, he likes himself some Chase Claypool for sure. Darnell Mooney was playing great for them. And then they also, I just want to say his name. I don't know if he's actually going to matter to them or not, but Equinemius St. Brown, mm-hmm. One of the better football names out there for sure. But yeah, the Chicago Bears, I don't know if I have a lot of faith in them either. I think that they're going to go through some growing pains as well. And yeah, as you imagined, the division, or as you said, the division is going to be very, very tough this year. I wonder if they're going to be the bottom of the division, but quite frankly, I don't think so. I'm going to put them at 7 wins as well. But I think the team that is going to be at the bottom of the division this year is the team up north in Green Bay. The Green Bay Packers with a, I don't even know what to call this year, a transition year? It very well could be after a few weeks once we see what happens with Jordan Love.
It's a rebuilding year.
Yeah. All the dialogue out of that division or out of that team as far as Jordan Love, it's not giving you a good feeling as far as how this offense is going to look. But Rashad, is Jordan Love, just like Justin Fields, the next best quarterback for their respective team?
No, they're just the next quarterback for their teams.
No, they're not.
And I'm hoping to be wrong on Jordan Love. You know, he gets drafted. He gets a chance to play, to sit behind Aaron Rodgers for, 3 years now? And just watch and just see, you know, how to do things. And the same thing Aaron Rodgers did with Brett Favre. And so you're hoping that he's able to take, you know, some of those lessons learned and apply them to being the starting quarterback of this Packers team. But for the most part, I don't necessarily see that happening. I think they were, 8-9 last year. And so that was with Aaron Rodgers. I don't think they're going to be better without him. This is one of those addition by subtraction things. So I don't think they're going to be much worse, but I don't think they're going to be better than 8-9. So I'm going to say probably right around 6 wins, maybe 7.
This is a funny one for me because I feel like the Green Bay Packers and Matt LaFleur think they have their own Lamar Jackson essentially here now, you know, but I'm not sure he...
Bold statement.
Well, that's what they think.
No, yeah.
I'm not saying it. I mean, he could be Charlie Fry, Quincy Carter, all right? Like, there have been many mobile quarterbacks.
Don't bring up Quincy Carter.
Not bring up Quincy Carter.
Don't do that.
I'm getting PTSD flashbacks right now.
I hear you, but there's just many mobile quarterbacks that have failed in this league. And yes, sitting behind Aaron Rodgers is good. They don't really have the talent around Jordan Love to make much happen for him. So, to me, they're kind of depending on him like Joey Harrington's situation back in Detroit in 03 where it's like, hey, you're the guy. Go out and do it for us, bud.
Poor Joey.
I know. It sucks. So Packers probably at the bottom of that division, 5-6 wins at the most. So let's go 5 wins.
Yeah, I'm going 5 wins as well. I'm going to go through this receiving core for you real quick that Jordan Love gets to throw to. Luckily, he gets to throw to Oregon State grad Luke Musgrave, who in all reports is having a great camp for Green Bay. But his wide receiving core is Christian Watson, who had a 3-touchdown game against the Cowboys, and that's basically it. Romeo Dubs? That's a name I haven't seen before. And Jaden Reed. These are all real names. I'm not making these up.
Yeah, fourth-round guy, Romeo Dubs. Yeah.
Bo Melton. Samori Torre.
You can just make a guy up.
Dontavian Wicks. Those are the first 6 names I see on the depth chart for wide receivers.
Tack Marathis, Dr. Tricks. Like, dang, man.
Desquarius, Javarius, Desquarius.
Oh, my God. It's going to be an ugly year. I'm going 5 wins for the Green Bay Packers, honestly. I think that's it's going to be a rough year. Matt LaFleur is going to be shown to have to actually coach instead of just lean on Aaron Rodgers. And it's going to be ugly. So I'm going 5 wins for the Green Bay Packers. Boy, you want to talk about nothing else to do in a part of the country. If you don't have a good Green Bay Packers team, what the hell do you do in the town of Green Bay?
You do absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I guess you just shovel snow. You just keep going to the Packers game, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. That is the first part of the NFC North. We'll take a break, and we will finish up the NFC North next. But Jordan Schultz with SportsCenter Update. All right, we continue our divisional previews as I talk about the island of Maui once again with Rashad and how effing huge it is. I mean, it looks small on a map, but then you get there and you're like, no, oh,
it's
wow.
It's a little blip on the map, but then it's like, man, pretty this big. Huge place.
Pretty big. All right, we have 2 teams left here. Bears, Packers, we just went through. So now we get to the top of the division. We go with the sexy pick Lions or the conference stalwart, the divisional stalwart, rather, that is the Minnesota Vikings. Do you like that? How do you like that?
Ooh, man.
You like that?
I actually love it, man. And if you didn't see Quarterbacks on Netflix, I've earned so much more respect for Kirk Cousins just based on watching that little series.
Jordan.
With him in it. Oh, am I wrong, Jordan?
Well, you're not wrong.
Jordan does not like the fact that he takes one day off a week, being a Tuesday.
I'm against that, and sorry, Rashad.
I'm against that.
I got to offer context. I will let you finish your point.
No, please, go ahead.
Not a huge fan of Cousins doing that, and then when Sprague tried to tell me, hey, dude, he's really into it, like, he, like, tests his own brain waves to figure out, like, if he's actually, like, while he's watching film, if he's missing something, and he does all these, like, experimental things, and I have watched this full 8-episode Netflix Quarterback series now. It is awesome. Yeah, Kirk Cousins works hard, but my point is, hey, maybe if you didn't take that extra time trying to, you know, measure your head's numbers this while you're watching all this film,
what's the quote? It's like you're overanalyzing something and it makes you basically worse at it. There's a quote in golf all the time. It's like destruction by overanalyzation or some crap.
There's no quarterback in the NFL that we kind of poo-poo on more than Kirk Cousins. There's nobody that's really... if we're being real, we look around, like, we don't give somebody like Jimmy G heap the blame on him like we do on Kirk Cousins. And mind you, Jimmy G's gotten his team to the Super Bowl. He's gotten his team to an NFC Championship and everything like that.
Maybe that's why. Yeah.
But no, perhaps that's why. But Kirk Cousins every year goes out and throws a bunch of yards, throws a bunch of touchdowns, and, you know, the rest of his team just can't get there. But now it's not for lack of trying on that dude's part. And so I do think this Minnesota team is the most talented team in this division. I do think Justin Jefferson is the best receiver in the league. You can kind of, you know, chalk it up between a couple guys, but it's him. But I'm going to go ahead and say they get 12 wins in the season.
Paralysis by overanalysis. That's the quote that I was looking for. Thank you, text line. Yes. But that is essentially what you were saying about Kirk Cousins. It's like, dude, maybe if you didn't have, like, brainwave tests on how your brain is reacting to film versus, I don't know, just like practicing and watching film as a regular human being. But hey, man, whatever they think gives them the edge.
Exactly.
And if there's a science, that's the one thing. I would love to spend time in a major professional sports team's, like, sports science department. Because why we do things and the reason and we need to do this at this time and sleep and recovery and just all the things we've learned. Like, I would love to spend a week with those guys saying, like, no, we have them do this at this time at this and we make them do these tests. Like, that'd be fun. Because then also we could see, like, all right, does this stuff actually matter and what matters? Like, eat more bananas for better potassium, or no, you just need to pitch in games where it's 75 degrees or less and on the Western Hemisphere or something like that, right? Like,
God.
It's that. That's the kind of stuff I want to see. But anyways, the Vikings, the Lions, let's start with the Lions here because they are the sexy, trendy pick. They did not win the division last year, but boy, they gave a push towards the end to just make the playoffs. Detroit Lions and Man Campbell, Jared Goff. I mean, dude, I hate to say it, this is America's team this year.
I love the Lions last year.
I thought Dan Campbell did. And I think we were all collectively watching the last game of the season to see if the Lions were going to make the playoffs and if this whole thing was going to work out for them. I don't think the NFL would have – I think that would have been a collective celebration amongst football fans if the Lions had actually made the playoffs last year. You see the strides. We saw the Hard Knocks, probably the most entertaining Hard Knocks we've seen in a long time with that team. I believe in Dan Campbell. I've seen what he's done with this Lions team since he's been the head coach, and I just think if given enough time, he's going to be able to do great things with them. For the first time in like 30-something years, they're picked to win the division. Hey, man, I'm going with the Lions, man. I think the Lions are good for 11, maybe 12 wins this season.
Yeah, let me get you an over or under win total. But Jordan, go for it.
I believe they are favored to win the division for the first time in 30 years, which that would mean that they are supposed to be as decent as they were when Barry freaking Sanders was in their backfield. So it's been a while. I agree with everything Rashad just said. I love Dan Campbell. If I were a player, I would run through a freaking 100% wall for that dude. And I usually don't like hard-ass coaches, but he's a hard-ass coach with emotion, and you can tell he's a hard-ass because he loves his players. And the fact that he's willing to do up-downs with them, I mean, that's kind of one of his signatures.
Messed up his wrist doing that joint.
I know, but he don't care. He'll do it again if he had to. So I say they will win the division. I'm leaning in with my heart, but they do have a lot of talent. They brought a new wide receiver in. Goff is a better quarterback than he had traditionally at least been looked at as the past couple of seasons. And with those numbers last year, I think they win 11 games easy.
11 games for the Detroit, not the Detroit, the Detroit Lions.
Detroit.
All right, so 11 wins. Rashad, you said 11?
I did.
And, yeah, this Lions team, what's going to be the thing to watch out for them is their defense. I do like some of their linebackers, and then having Aiden Hutchinson as well helps. But the offense should be interesting. I mean, David Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs, you drafted in the first round, and also Oregon State Beav, Jamar Jefferson on the squad as well. The offensive line should be nasty. The receiving core is a good mix of new guys and young guys, also mixed with some veteran leadership with Marvin Jones, Josh Reynolds, but you got Amon-Ra St. Brown, obviously, poised to have a great year. Denzel Mims there. I am very curious to see what happens with this Lions team, and I am going to go with a man. Going 11 wins is really scary. Going even 12 wins is really scary. So I am going to hedge my bets. I'm just going to say 11 for now. But again, the Lions, they are the pick this year, it seems like, to win the division. They do have the best odds on DraftKings.
Which probably means they will be last in the division.
And that,
which probably means that. We all picked them to be great, so watch them suck this year.
So then that leaves the Minnesota Vikings. Do they repeat as division champs? And, I mean, the big thing is everybody says, well, they won a lot of close games last year, so that's going to probably regress to the mean. But also that does show a lot of fight in the team, a lot of resiliency, and I think that this team, top to bottom, is probably the best built in the division. The defense is going to need a little bit of work this year as well, just like the Lions, but I think they are better than the Lions.
Right.
Minnesota Vikings, do you like that?
Love that.
You like that?
I love that. I think they showed us a lot last year. I think they have a receiver that's absolutely uncoverable in the NFL. I think you've got a quarterback that's maybe not as respectable as your Patrick Mahomes or as your Joe Burrow, but is somebody that can get the job done. I think you've got a great defense behind you. Everything that you need to be a successful franchise and a winning franchise, I think Minnesota has it. I think 11 wins, potentially 12, is in the books for them.
Jordan.
All right. I love their offensive weapons, and former Duck Johnny Munt sitting down there in the depth chart. And if you watch the Netflix series Quarterbacks, he caught that touchdown pass, I think, in episode 3 or 4. It was awesome.
Go Ducks.
Yes, go Ducks indeed. They got Jalen Reagor from the Eagles as well, so adding to their offensive weapons.
And Jordan Addison, the rookie from USC.
Exactly. Absolutely stacked. Their wide receiving core has got to be one of the best in the league, hands down. However, I will finish up my point about Kirk Cousins by saying that I don't so much hate Kirk, okay?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, we continue our divisional previews as I talk about the island of Maui once again with Rashad and how effing huge it is. I mean, it looks small on a map, but then you get there, and you're like, no, oh,
it's a little blip on the map, but then it's like, man, pretty big, huge place.
Pretty big. All right, we have two teams left here. Bears, Packers, we just went through. So now we get to the top of the division. We go with the sexy pick Lions or the conference stalwart, the divisional stalwart, rather. That is the Minnesota Vikings. Do you like that? How do you like that?
Ooh, oh, man.
You like that?
Yeah. I actually love it, man. And if you didn't see Quarterbacks on Netflix, I've earned so much more respect for Kirk Cousins just based on watching that little series.
Jordan.
With him in it. Oh, you're am I wrong, Jordan?
Well, you're not wrong.
Jordan does not like the fact that he takes one day off a week, being a Tuesday.
I'm against that. And sorry, Rashad.
I'm against that.
I got to offer context. I will let you finish your point.
No, please, go ahead.
Not a huge fan of Cousins doing that. And then when Sprague tried to tell me, hey, dude, he's really into it. Like, he, like, tests his own brain waves to figure out, like, if he's actually, like, while he's watching film, if he's missing something. And he does all these, like, experimental things. And I have watched this full 8-episode Netflix Quarterback series now. It is awesome. Yeah, Kirk Cousins works hard, but my point is, hey, maybe if you didn't take that extra time trying to, you know, measure your head's numbers while you're watching all this film,
what's the quote? It's like you're overanalyzing something and it makes you basically worse at it.
That's kind of where I'm getting.
There's a quote in golf all the time. It's like, destruction by overanalyzation or some crap.
There's no quarterback in the NFL that we kind of poo-poo on more than Kirk Cousins. There's nobody that's really – I'm seriously, if we're being real, we look around, like, we don't give somebody like Jimmy G the – we don't heap the blame on him like we do on Kirk Cousins. And mind you, Jimmy G's gotten his team to the Super Bowl. He's gotten his team to an NFC Championship and everything like that.
Maybe that's why. Yeah.
But no, perhaps that's why. But Kirk Cousins every year goes out and throws a bunch of yards, throws a bunch of touchdowns, and, you know, the rest of his team just can't get there. But now it's not for lack of trying on that dude's part. And so I do think this Minnesota team is the most talented team in this division. I do think Justin Jefferson is the best receiver in the league. You can kind of, you know, chalk it up between a couple guys, but it's him. But I'm going to go ahead and say they get 12 wins in the season.
Paralysis by overanalysis. That's the quote that I was looking for. Thank you, text line. Yes. But that is essentially what you were saying about Kirk Cousins. It's like, dude, maybe if you didn't have, like, brainwave tests on how your brain is reacting to film versus, I don't know, just like practicing and watching film as a regular human being. But hey, man, whatever they think gives them the edge. Exactly. And if there's a science, that's the one thing. I would love to spend time in a major professional sports team's like sports science department. Because why we do things and the reason and we need to do this at this time and sleep and recovery and just all the things we've learned. Like, I would love to spend a week with those guys saying, like, no, yeah, we have them do this at this time at this and we make them do these tests. Like, that'd be fun. Because then also we could see, like, all right, does this stuff actually matter and what matters? Like, eat more bananas for better potassium, or no, you just need to pitch in games where it's 75 degrees or less and on the Western Hemisphere or something like that, right? Like,
God.
It's that. That's the kind of stuff I want to see. But anyways, the Vikings, the Lions, let's start with the Lions here because they are the sexy, trendy pick. They did not win the division last year, but boy, they gave a push towards the end to just make the playoffs. Detroit Lions and Man Campbell, Jared Goff. I mean, dude, I hate to say it, this is America's team this year.
I love the Lions. I love the Lions last year. I thought Dan Campbell did, and I think we were all collectively watching the last game of the season to see if the Lions were going to make the playoffs and if this whole thing was going to work out for them. I don't think the NFL would have – I think that would have been a collective celebration amongst football fans if the Lions had actually made the playoffs last year. You see the strides. We saw the Hard Knocks, probably the most entertaining Hard Knocks we've seen in a long time with that team. I believe in Dan Campbell. I've seen what he's done with this Lions team since he's been the head coach, and I just think if given enough time, he's going to be able to do great things with them. For the first time in like 30-something years, they're picked to win the division. Hey, man, I'm going with the Lions, man. I think the Lions are good for 11, maybe 12 wins this season.
Yeah, let me get you an over-under win total. But, Jordan, go for it.
I believe they are favored to win the division for the first time in 30 years, which that would mean that they are supposed to be as decent as they were when Barry freaking Sanders was in their backfield. So it's been a while. I agree with everything Rashad just said. I love Dan Campbell. If I were a player, I would run through a freaking 100% wall for that dude. And I usually don't like hard-ass coaches, but he's a hard-ass coach with emotion, and you can tell he's a hard-ass because he loves his players. And the fact that he's willing to do up-downs with them, I mean, that's kind of one of his signatures.
Messed up his wrist doing that joint.
I know, but he don't care. He'll do it again if he had to. So I say they will win the division. I'm leaning in with my heart, but they do have a lot of talent. They brought a new wide receiver in. Goff is a better quarterback than he had traditionally at least been looked at as the past couple of seasons. And with those numbers last year, I think they win 11 games easy.
11 games for the Detroit, not the Detroit, the Detroit Lions.
Detroit.
All right, so 11 wins. Rashad, you said 11?
I did.
And, yeah, this Lions team, what's going to be the thing to watch out for them is their defense. I do like some of their linebackers, and then having Aiden Hutchinson as well helps. But the offense should be interesting. I mean, David Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs, you drafted in the first round, and also Oregon State Beav, Jamar Jefferson on the squad as well. The offensive line should be nasty. The receiving core is a good mix of new guys and young guys, also mixed with some veteran leadership with Marvin Jones, Josh Reynolds, but you got Amon-Ra St. Brown, obviously, poised to have a great year. Denzel Mims there. I am very curious to see what happens with this Lions team, and I am going to go with a man. Going 11 wins is really scary. Going even 12 wins is really scary. So I am going to hedge my bets. I'm just going to say 11 for now. But again, the Lions, they are the pick this year, it seems like, to win the division. They do have the best odds on DraftKings.
Which probably means they will be last in the division.
And that, or,
which probably means that. We all picked them to be great, so watch them suck this year.
So then that leaves the Minnesota Vikings. Do they repeat as division champs? And, I mean, the big thing is everybody says, well, they won a lot of close games last year, so that's going to probably regress to the mean. But also that does show a lot of fight in a team, a lot of resiliency, and I think that this team, top to bottom, is probably the best built in the division. The defense is going to need a little bit of work this year as well, just like the Lions, but I think they are better than the Lions.
Right.
Minnesota Vikings, do you like that?
Love that.
You like that?
I love that. I think, honestly, I think they showed us a lot last year. I think they have a receiver that's absolutely uncoverable in the NFL. I think you got a quarterback that's maybe not as respectable as your Patrick Mahomes or as your Joe Burrow, but is somebody that can get the job done. I think you've got a great defense behind you. Everything that you need to be a successful franchise and a winning franchise, I think Minnesota has it. I think 11 wins, potentially 12, is in the books for them.
Jordan.
All right. I love their offensive weapons, and former Duck Johnny Munt sit down there in the depth chart. And if you watch the Netflix series Quarterbacks, he caught that touchdown pass, I think, in episode 3 or 4. It was awesome.
Go Ducks.
Yes, go Ducks indeed. They got Jalen Reagor from the Eagles as well, so adding to their offensive weapons.
And Jordan Addison, the rookie from USC.
Exactly. Absolutely stacked. Their wide receiving core has got to be one of the best in the league, hands down. However, I will finish up my point about Kirk Cousins by saying that I don't so much hate Kirk, okay?
Yes, you do.
No. The guy himself is fine. It's more so just the representation that I personally don't believe there are only 30 dudes that, you know, there might be 60 out there that can actually play at starting quarterback week to week in the NFL. We see, you know, 10 teams that have crappy quarterbacks, but personally, I think it's because the coaches don't ever make the best decisions all the time. That's why guys like Tommy Maddox, Doug Flutie, you know, have kind of floated around, had successful years, gone back and forth. I feel like Kirk Cousins is one of those quarterbacks. If you let Tommy Maddox play 15 years in the NFL, he probably would have had 4,000 yards a season. So I just personally believe Kirk Cousins is one of the mediocre guys,
Tommy Maddox,
elevated to a position. And it's not just Maddox. It's Doug Flutie. It's guys that kind of hang around the median, but if given a position in the NFL, they will give you decent stats. Will they lead you to a huge, you know, epic franchise-changing game? No. So that's why I say 11 wins for the Vikings.
Doug Flutie is an American icon.
And he can drop kick. Woohoo!
Come on, man.
That was cool, okay?
It was. Thanks, Bill.
That was cool.
Thanks, Bill Belichick.
11 wins.
Yeah, 11 wins.
And you are at?
11 wins.
11 wins. So we'll have to figure out the tiebreaker at some point because we all have Lions and Vikings at 11 wins.
I'll say 12 then.
Okay, so you are giving the Vikings the division victory.
Yeah. Good, because I wouldn't.
Well, when we finish up our divisional previews, we will have all the final records, and then from that point, we can see who won the division, who our wild card teams we think are going to be, and then we will sure enough figure out who's going to win the Super Bowl. I mean, we can pencil in the Cowboys now if we just want to, just make this easier on ourselves.
Like the rest of ESPN, but no, the Cowboys will not be winning anything.
Apparently, Dak Prescott is God.
To me, he is. He does not throw picks. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Need a new religion, bro.
Okay. That finishes up the North. Next week, I believe we're going to go to, we either have the East or the West. I personally think East because we are a West Coast town city.
Both of our teams are in the East, though.
Yeah, but nobody cares about the Patriots.
Everyone cares about the Patriots. Oh, here we go. You don't win one Super Bowl, two Super Bowls in 2 years.
Nobody cares about them anymore. Cowboys, though, that's
people
ratings.
People care even less.
That's ratings, okay?
Yeah, we can do the East next week.
All right, AFC East, NFC East next week. Let's wrap it up, though. Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
we kind of started about baseball, and now we're finishing up with baseball. Me and Rashad.
Grand opening, grand closing, right?
Rashad and I getting into a heated debate into where the baseball stadium should go in Portland. He says to just get rid of the Expo Center and put it up in North Portland at the Portland Expo Center.
What do we need the Expo Center for? Like, what they're
expositions.
Looking for, what they're looking for is like something along the water, right? Something along a river here in Portland. Well, we have two of them that are right there. One of them is the Willamette. The other one is the Columbia. Like, why not?
Bitch to get to up there.
That's what I'm saying.
Especially for people coming. Rashad, you're talking to me, a Salem, Oregon
kid. I get it.
And it was already a very big time crunch to try, at the end of school, get up to a Portland Trailblazers game in the evening, and then we're already coming back fighting. So it's like literally another 45 minutes.
Yeah, you
minutes.
Get it. Coming from Salem, it's not 45 minutes. The North,
traffic, if I'm getting up to, it's 5 o'clock, I get to downtown Portland, it is another 45 minutes from downtown Portland. Up to
well,
the
we can't
Expo
act
Center.
Like it wasn't gonna. So if it was downtown, it's gonna be less traffic getting down there.
And no,
we're
but
not
I'm
gonna
saying
act like
putting
it's not
it,
two lanes,
putting it further
downtown.
Away. It's a little too far north for me.
Where is there to park in the Pearl? Where is there to park down?
You're not wrong. Good
nowhere.
Point.
You're and you know
wrong.
What you're doing? Well, it's not in the Pearl.
No,
we're,
it will be
we're
no.
going to the Lloyd Center, man.
And instead, and again, from everything we've been hearing about the Portland Diamond Project, at least when we were hearing about the Portland Diamond Project, is that over?
No, the last time we heard was they had Lloyd Center.
Comes in waves.
But again, and initially it was like they want to be somewhere along the water, right? Kind of a McCubby Cove, whatever, kind of feel like that. Like the Lloyd Center is literally, there's nothing cool around the Lloyd Center right now. There's nothing okay.
The $400 million.
Well, and that's exactly the point.
We can knock out one of those factories across the street from the Moda Center.
I don't disagree with you there.
What do we use those for?
No, where the old Greg Oden, right after he got drafted, where that old Greg Oden big poster was. Why not put it there?
Joe, do you know what we use those factories for?
I'm sure they're important for something. I mean, we had some tire fires going on over there a couple of weeks back. I remember.
Saying if we get a baseball team, I'm getting season tickets.
And do not put it in North Portland. You're just trying to appease the Vancouver folk, and I will not accept it. All right,
man. I'm trying to go wherever the coolest place to see the game will be, and I guarantee it will not be downtown or by the Lloyd Center.
You can either watch baseball or you can watch six street races where dudes are taking their Honda Civics and doing cookies and donuts.
Those
with them
go hard
like
on a Friday night, though.
Would you grow up, you?
Those go hard on a Friday night, man. I'm telling you.
Why do kids do that? Because I'm hard.
Yeah. Pause.
All right. Well, I hope you have a good Sunday. I'm gonna go take my Corolla and do some cookies on the Fremont Bridge and hold up traffic. Jordan, I hope you have a good rest of your Sunday.
Get home the right way because there is a bike event in Portland today. So take the right highway, guys.
Rashad, closed. Have a good day.
You as well, my guy.
And stay cool this week for the love of God. We all know it's going to be 105, so hydrate. Don't go outside.
Love you guys.
Drink water. Talk to y'all next week. Have a good one.
Listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
We kind of started about baseball, and now we're finishing up with baseball. Me and Rashad.
Grand opening, grand closing, right?
Rashad and I getting into a heated debate into where the baseball stadium should go in Portland. He says to just get rid of the Expo Center and put it up in North Portland at the Portland Expo Center.
What do we need the Expo Center for? Like, what they're
expositions.
Looking for, what they're looking for is like something along the water, right? Something along a river here in Portland. Well, we have two of them that are right there. One of them is the Willamette. The other one is the Columbia. Like, why not?
Bitch to get to up there.
That's what I'm saying.
Especially for people coming. Rashad, you're talking to me, a Salem, Oregon
kid. I get
it. And it was already a very big time crunch to try, at the end of school, get up to a Portland Trailblazers game in the evening, and then we're already coming back fighting. So it's like literally another 45 minutes.
Yeah, you
minutes.
Get it. Coming from Salem, it's not 45 minutes. The North,
no, in traffic, if I'm getting up to, it's 5 o'clock, I get to downtown Portland, it is another 45 minutes from downtown Portland. Up to
well,
the
we can't
Expo
act
Center.
Like it wasn't gonna. So if it was downtown, it's gonna be less traffic getting down there.
And no,
we're
but
not
I'm saying
act like
putting
it's not
it
two lanes,
putting it further
downtown.
Away.
It's a little too far north for me.
Where is there to park in the Pearl? Where is there to park down?
You're not wrong. Good
nowhere.
Point.
And you know
wrong.
What you're doing? Well, it's not in the Pearl.
No,
we're,
it will be
going to the Lloyd Center, man.
And instead, and again, from everything we've been hearing about the Portland Diamond Project, at least when we were hearing about the Portland Diamond Project, is that over?
No, the last time we heard was they had Lloyd Center.
Comes in waves.
But again, initially it was like they want to be somewhere along the water, right? Kind of a McCubby Cove, whatever, kind of feel like that. Like the Lloyd Center is literally, there's nothing cool around the Lloyd Center right now.
There's nothing okay.
The $400 million.
Well, and that's exactly the point.
We can't knock out one of those factories across the street from the Moda Center.
I don't disagree with you there.
What do we use those for?
No, where the old Greg Oden, right after he got drafted, where that old Greg Oden big poster was. Why not put it there?
Joe, do you know what we use those factories for?
I'm sure they're important for something. I mean, we had some tire fires going on over there a couple of weeks back. I remember.
I'm saying, if we get a baseball team, I'm getting season tickets.
Do not put it in North Portland. You're just trying to appease the Vancouver folk, and I will not accept it. All right,
man. I'm trying to go wherever the coolest place to see the game will be, and I guarantee it will not be downtown or by the Lloyd Center.
You can either watch baseball or you can watch six street races where dudes are taking their Honda Civics and doing cookies and donuts.
Those
with them
go hard on a Friday night, though.
Would you grow up?
Those go hard on a Friday night, man. I'm telling you.
Why do kids do that? Because I'm hard.
Yeah, pause.
All right. Well, I hope you have a good Sunday. I'm going to go take my Corolla and do some cookies on the Fremont Bridge and hold up traffic. Jordan, I hope you have a good rest of your Sunday.
Get home the right way because there is a bike event in Portland today. So take the right highway, guys. Rashad, closed.
Have a good day.
You as well, my guy.
And stay cool this week for the love of God. We all know it's going to be 105, so hydrate. Don't go outside.
Love you guys.
Drink water. Talk to y'all next week. Have a good one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.